Lord, thank you for sharing with us a little more of the mysteries of your great redemption. Today, Claire received a message, dear heart dwellers, but they've had to deal with a difficult situation in their household today, and she asked if I would record it for her. Please keep them in your prayers. She began, Lord, you really have us confused at this point. She continued, sweetheart dwellers, it's time to share my compulsive, addictive impulses with you again. I have been working on a piece of music. So far, I'm calling it Requiem for the Unborn. I hope it will touch hearts seriously enough to prevent them from aborting their child, or leaving it to die on a stainless steel table, or some back alley. In any case, I wanted it up on Saturday night, since I had almost finished it. The one problem I had was getting a certain solemn boom sound in the background. It sounded great on my monitors, but just about totally disappeared on my little speakers and computer. I was using a taiko drum. What wonderful depth this instrument has. But on an MP3 player, it sounds like you dropped a sack of dirty clothes on the floor. Just nothing. I thought surely there must be a remedy for this, but everything I tried altered the sound to almost nothing. So I got up Saturday morning totally committed. I'm going to get this up today. And foolishly, I launched into it without prayers. Yes, I was that foolish. Well, I worked on it for 9 hours, initially thinking I could pray after it was done. But finally, I gave up and went to bed. What was I thinking? Something is going to happen soon. I gotta get this song done. I gotta get that song done. And I gotta get so much done. But one of my Rhema boxes just happened to be in the kitchen, and I felt the Lord saying, why don't you pick one of those? I thought back, what if it's a booby trap? And it's a very convicting card, and then I'll go to bed even more discouraged. But since I recognized the voice, I picked a card. Or shall I say Holy Spirit picked the card? And what do you suppose it said? Get rid of the goddess. Gotta do this, gotta do that. And stop saying that you're running out of time. It's a lie. Well, that card got my attention. Big time. Then this morning for my Lord's Supper, the Rhema reading was, now we beg you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, nor troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as if it were by us, as that the day of the Lord is present. That's 2 Thessalonians 2, 1-2 from the New American Version. And my response was, really? Lord, what are you saying? Is this you? Dear family, there is one thing very worthy of consideration. We know from the Lord that souls are given a choice as to how their lives will be lived. Some know they will never reach adulthood, and they do it anyway. They come to earth. What about those who know they will be rejected and murdered even in their mother's womb? Surely they know ahead of time what the outcome will be. I was speaking with a brother who shared with me that he has been offering the blood of the slain infants in union with the blood of Christ and himself at every Lord's Supper, because he believes this is an act of reparation for the salvation of those who commit these atrocities, and even for the sinful state of the whole world. Reparation is a term used to convey repairing the damages done by others, that is, indifference, cold-heartedness, ignorance, laziness, and all serious sins like murder, abortion, adultery, and so on. But most of all, the callousness and indifference of a cold heart toward God and mankind. So we make reparation by offering fasts and prayers, along with works of charity, to make up for the misdeeds. This is not works righteousness. We are not saved by these works. Rather, we are saved by the blood and confession of Christ as our Lord. These are more like wedding presents to Jesus. My heart was deeply touched by this offering of himself, along with Jesus, in the Eucharist and the blood of the slain, and I believe he is right on. These infants suffer for a short time, but then they are returned to heaven as innocent children, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And what a wonderful life they have in heaven! They don't have to grow up in this sinful world and be subjected to secular humanism. Rather, they are in heaven forever. He also shared that he felt the Father was so happy to have them back, because these are souls that if they had lived could have lost their salvation through the corrupting influence of the world. Ezekiel has many times seen the children in heaven playing with his earthly father. That was something that was totally foreign to him on earth, where he was an alcoholic and a very hard man. Lord Jesus, have you something to offer? And Jesus began, My love, the mysteries of redemption are beyond your comprehension. But in this instance, you are beginning to see how things work. Yes, indeed, these babies become a precious offering because of the consent of their will at the time they are sent to earth. However, the worst effect of this unholy act done in honor to the bales of this world, money, fame, talent, education, and a whole host of unholy motives, is to the mother and father of the child. The stain of murder is now upon their souls, and a door has been opened to a whole host of other sins by this act, unless they repent with all their hearts. This is why the Satanists mimic the blood sacrifice in atonement to Satan. God does not ask us to slay our children. That is satanic. Rather, under the old covenant, it was the blood sacrifice from animals. Consider also that the blood of the innocents slain by Herod was an offering for the safety of my family. God does not do these things. Satan does. Yet my Father always brings good out of evil. As far as you offering the blood of these little ones with my blood in the chalice to my Father, this indeed is a pleasing sacrifice and removes some of the sting of bitterness the parent's rejection has done to his tender heart. Lord, what am I to make of the two rhemas you gave me today? Jesus replied, Business as usual. You are waiting, but not idle. Rather, you are completing songs and doing my will in other matters as well. Make the best use of the time, but refuse the invitation to get wrapped up in chords of anxiety. I would like to work with you on our music, dearest. Can you make time for me now? I can, of course, she replied. But please help me with a boom sound, please. Jesus replied, Well, everything has been done in good order today, so the graces are there. I love you, Claire. You'll never know how much. And I love working with you on music. Always invite me. Always ask for my help. Always. Claire concluded, And he did help me. I finally got that taiko drum to work.